Chapter 29. Jesse had recruited Molly to accompany him. The reservation was for 8 o'clock. She arrived conservatively dressed in a nicely tailored suit, carrying a practical handbag and wearing sensible shoes. Jesse wore his blue suit. They parked half a block away and walked to Il Capriccio. The maitre d' showed them to a corner table that offered a view of the room. When the waiter appeared with the menus, they each ordered a glass of Chianti. Jesse took in the restaurant. He guessed it was nearly two-thirds full. Not bad for a weeknight during tough economic times. A faint hint of music served as the background for the conversation and laughter that filled the room. The center table was unoccupied, although Jesse noticed a reserved sign on it. It had been set for 8 people. The waiter brought the wine and took Molly's and Jesse's orders. Lasagna for her, veal piccata for him. "Who sits at the center table?" Jesse said. "Ben Affleck?" The waiter laughed. "I'm afraid not," he said. "It's always reserved for one of our regulars." The waiter left. Jesse looked up in time to see the party of 8 being ushered to the center table. All 8 diners were men. All were dressed in silk suits and ties. He quickly saw that 7 of the men behaved in a deferential manner toward the 8th. The 8th was a big man, someone who had obviously started with a weight problem and had done nothing over time to curb it. He must have weighed 300 pounds, and from the way he was examining the specials board, it was obvious how seriously he regarded his food. "It's time," Jesse said. "Do you have the number?"
"The one you gave me," Molly said.
"Yes."
"You want me to go into the ladies' room to make the call, and I'm to hang up as soon as the call is answered."
"Roger."
"We'll call," she said.
Molly left the table. Jesse leaned back in his chair and took a sip of wine. His eyes were glued to the big man. Although Jesse hadn't heard a ring, the man suddenly reached into the breast pocket of his jacket and pulled out a cell phone. He opened it and said something into it. After a moment, he looked at the phone and then closed it. He held it for a while, then returned it to his pocket. His attention returned to the menu. Molly came back and sat down.
"Well," she said.
"Molto bene," Jesse said.
"Which means?"
"Bingo."
"Why didn't you say so?"